KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Two people died in separate road-related incidents in Crow Wing County, and a third died in the water near Bemidji over a busy 4th of July weekend. A pedestrian later identified as 27-year-old Devin Sauvel of Brainerd was struck and killed early Sunday near the Wharf Restaurant and Bar in Cross Lake. The Cross Lake Police Department says its investigation shows Sauvel was in the middle of the eastbound lane of County Highway 16 when he was hit by a 63-year-old driver, Leslie Mahowald of Cross Lake, just after 2 a.m. Police say the driver remained on scene and was cooperative. He operates a safe shuttle service in Cross Lake. On Friday, a 70-year-old man identified as Daryl Cronquist was the victim of a utility terrain vehicle crash south of Brainerd. He was airlifted from the scene to North Memorial Health Hospital in Robbinsdale, but later died from his injuries. Also Friday, the body of a man was recovered from a lake north of Bemidji after he reportedly entered the water from a boat and never resurfaced. The incident occurred on Moville Lake about 5 p.m. At about 8:30 p.m., the Lakes Area Dive Team located the body of a man matching a description of the missing person in about 25 feet of water. The body was transported for an autopsy and was not yet identified Monday afternoon. An issue with landing gear on a single-engine plane led a pilot to skid along the runway at the Pine River Airport on Sunday afternoon. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports a 71-year-old from Pella, Iowa, was piloting the 1984 Beechcraft Bonanza aircraft. There were five passengers, including three kids. No one was injured. The airport was closed for a short time to clean up debris. The crash is being investigated by Pine River Police, the Federal Aviation Administration, and the National Transportation Safety Board. The following story contains information that may be upsetting for some listeners. A former dean at Rock Ridge High School is facing new local charges for alleged sexual assault as he is jailed on unrelated internet sex crime charges in Georgia. Iron Range Today reports Christopher John Chad is accused of multiple assaults of a teenager between the ages of 14 and 16, including on school grounds. Charges were filed Monday in Virginia against the 52-year-old, who was the student's teacher, coach, and principal during the time Virginia and Eveleth Gilbert merged into Rock Ridge 2021 through 2023. Rock Ridge officials and the St. Louis County Sheriff's Office have previously said there was no indication any local students were victims before this person came forward in December 2025. Rock Ridge Superintendent Dr. Noelle Schmidt declined to comment on the new charges to Iron Range Today, aside from noting that Chad was no longer employed there. Messages from Chad were located on the juvenile's phone, which was provided to investigators. The juvenile reported five instances of assault, including at least one on school grounds in Gilbert. The victim says Chad also provided them with cannabis and THC vape products. A discussion about data centers will take place at the Carlton County Committee of the Whole meeting on Tuesday amid a request from a grassroots group. Aaron Bowman has more.
The discussion comes after the Carlton County Land Stewards requested a year-long moratorium at a County Planning Commission meeting and spoke at the Board of Commissioners meeting in June. The Land Stewards are asking community members to wear red at Tuesday's meeting in support of a moratorium. Tim Anderson spoke for the group last month.
A moratorium will provide the county time to develop and implement new ordinances to site and regulate these facilities.
Committee of the Whole meetings are the county's working committee, and official business is not conducted. County Administrator Dennis Genero says the question of zoning in relation to data centers has been brought up in the process of updating the county-wide comprehensive plan. He writes in an email that, quote, "The COW affords an opportunity to provide updates regarding the process and how planning for data centers might be incorporated into the plan." The meeting is from 4 to 6 p.m. Tuesday in the Carlton County Transportation Building Boardroom. Aaron Bowman, KAXE News.
It was a tale of two parades for neighboring Nashwauk and Keewatin, as one annual 4th of July event took place under sunny skies and the other, a heavy downpour. Our volunteer photographer Lori Shaw was there to capture both extremes. Check out her photo galleries of Independence Day on the Iron Range at our website, KAXE.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.